A little hindrance can seem large indeed to those who do not understand that miracles are all the same. Yet teaching that is what this course is for. This is its only purpose, for only that is all there is to learn. And you can learn it many different ways. All learning is a help or a hindrance to the gate of heaven. Nothing in between is possible. Look, there are two teachers only who point in different ways, and you will go along the way your chosen teacher leads. There are but two directions you can take while time remains and choice is meaningful. For never will another road be made except the way to heaven. You but choose whether to go toward heaven or away to nowhere. There is nothing else to choose. Look, nothing is ever lost but time, which in the end is meaningless, for it is but a little hindrance to eternity, quite meaningless to the real teacher of the world. Yet since you do believe it, why should you waste it going nowhere when it can be used to reach a goal as high as learning can achieve? Think not the way to heaven's gate is difficult at all. Nothing you undertake with certain purpose and high resolve and happy confidence, holding your brother's hand and keeping step to heaven's song, is difficult to do. But it is hard indeed to wander off alone and miserable down a road that leads to nothing and that has no purpose. God gave his teacher to replace the one that you made, not to conflict with it. And what he would replace has been replaced. Listen, time lasted but an instant in your mind with no effect upon eternity. And so as all time passed and everything exactly as it was before the time to nothingness was made, the tiny tick of time in which the first mistake was made, and all of them within that one mistake, held also the correction for that one, and all of them that came within the first. And in that tiny instant, time was gone, for that was all it ever was. What God gave answer to is answered and is gone. Listen, to you who still believe you live in time and know not it is gone, the Holy Spirit still guides you through the infinitely small and senseless maze you still perceive in time, though it has long since gone. You think you live in what is past. Each thing you look upon, you saw but for an instant long ago, before its unreality gave way to truth. Not one illusion still remains unanswered in your mind, because uncertainty was brought to certainty so long ago that it's hard indeed to hold it in your heart as if it were before you still. And all of a sudden, suddenly, we're going to meet in a perspective of a recognition of associations of stories we have been telling about ourselves in the idea that time, the idea of presence within the illusion of time, the idea that we are body forms that can recognize each other in correspondences, have reached the point within what we term our course in miracles. We call this the 132nd day of the teaching. Okay. We're in the title, remember in the title to this lesson? Let's say together the title, since you're going to gather with me and begin to teach this. Okay. I loose the world from all I thought that it was. Now, we're going to enter into a particular perspective of self-realization, if you'll trust me with this. for your information, and perhaps you have disregarded how very fundamental the teaching is, I teach directly from my certainty in our course of the resurrected mind of Jesus of Nazareth, who appeared here in a body form in a time association, underwent a complete experience of the conversion of the idea of conceptual association in form, and the world disappeared. So the teaching that we intend to perform today in regard to the practice, say to me, loose. Say it again. Loose. What's our fundamental teaching of the Course in Miracles? I am the cause of this. Come on. We're going to loose the world from all we thought it was. But in order to do that, we have to practice momentarily the release of all the conflict that we have been feeling in regard to our definitions of what time is, so that we can understand in its most fundamental sense that it only lasted for a second. Time is over. I'm present with you in a body form of the illusion of the idea of yourself, telling you that this world of illusion, this world that you brought with you in the particulars of your definition of yourself, have allowed you to begin to practice with the power of your conceptual mind the fundamental admission that I am responsible for what I'm seeing out in the world, and that I am suffering the conflict of a reflection of light, you look at this with me, that is showing me within the perspective of light formulation, dark shadowy figures of my body identity that reconfigure me in the ideas of the duplicity of cause and effect relationship, in which I protect myself. Watch, here I go. I'm going to protect myself in the association of the reflections that I've been getting within the concepts of my own mind. Let's say our lesson again today, what it's going to be. I loose this world from all I thought that it was. Practice with me as you learn this from an advanced teacher. This is all, of course, from the immediacy of the availability of the light within you. From what I thought it was is nothing but the involved certainty that in the retrospect of your association with your conceptual form, what you thought it was means that it's always going to be over anyway, and that you've held yourself in the perspective of the idea that the association of body form out there is literally binding you with ideas about yourself. You see that? And your decision to practice A Course in Miracles, shall we teach it for a minute? Forgive me. I want you to see the necessity for you to release the defenses of yourself in which you hold perspective of the idea of yourself and bind yourself to ideas about the possibility that there's someone out there who can really affect you. Master Jesus, Sermon on the Mount. There isn't anyone out there. The association that you see out there in the form that has bound you to the idea of a perspective of self-analysis is nothing but your determination to hold yourself in a bondage of time that doesn't allow you to see that expanding from you at each moment is the power of your mind to free yourself from that bondage. Okay. Practice. I loose the world. Say it. From all I thought it was. and the experience I am having with you right now, whatever you call yourself, in my case it's master teacher, are nothing but in the assumption of your role as mastership, master being teacher, you have discovered in an increasing evidence of the reality of you that you've been teaching who? Did you say yourself? Have you progressed sufficiently with the idea of the teaching mechanism of our Course in Miracles to understand in its most fundamental sense that you have bound yourself in your ideas of yourself and are being prevented from simply realizing the power of your mind that would be evident to you immediately in the releases of the defense of the attack mode that you perform in order to bind yourself in space-time, where you end up in a parameter of time coming back exactly where you started out before? What a happy surprise that the title to the procedures of the method of the conveyance of the idea that you can teach, say, I will loose the world from all I thought it was because I have bound myself in an idea that I can teach myself who I'm not. Do you see that? Now, the truth of the matter is very simply this. You will either be a world of bondage in which you orchestrate a continuing idea of realization of the bondage of space-time, or each moment that you free yourself, you will see another world. Practice. Where is that other world going on? The other world that you're beginning to see from the perspective that ideas leave not their source can show you that the idea that I just had about you right there was only as free as the idea that I had about myself. Did you feel a little moment of happiness? Of actually being free of all of the grief and loneliness and pain that you've had to pretend was real and that you asserted out to the world, which immediately surrounded you with all the conflict that you find pressing it on you. Yet you discovered in a moment of self-realization that if you laid the burden down, practice, let it go. Huh? At that moment, what happened? Say to me, I was free. Just for a moment, you exercise the inherent power of your conceptual self-identity of who you believe that you are in a moment of realization that you are who you are. Say, I am who I am. Yes. Now, the idea that you are who you are cannot be questioned by anyone in the universe, because in reality, there's no one in the universe that can question who you are, are you ready, except, say, myself. So, in a prospect of loosing the world, you can have, say to me, have ideas about a possession of yourself in conceptual association that at each moment will show you the possibility of having thoughts. Is this true? Say, I have all kinds of thoughts. How can you be who you must be in the eternal life of God if you are having thoughts about who you are within the protection and protection of yourself and your idea about yourself? There you did it. Did you lay down that defense for a minute? Did that make you happy? Say to me, want to practice a little bit? I'm curious about how much you're willing to accept the what we call the master teacher. Well, I'm protecting myself in my idea of this body form, and I'm happy.
Are you really?
Well, I'm reasonably happy. I'm happy that as long as I can retain my thoughts, I can make comparison with other thoughts within objective association of objective formulation of time that will allow me to establish a distance between what I thought I was projected into the future without the simple acknowledgement that being who you are is not having who you think you are. Thank you for the joyous occasion that conceptually you can have an experience, say to me, self-recognition. Yes, in its most fundamental sense, there is a universe of reality of love that is going to be who you are, no matter how persistent you are in protecting this little isolation that's occurring within your own mind. And I promised Jesus when I came into this association this morning that I would spend a moment with you to increase the possibility in the release of the defense of you that you can loose yourself from all you thought you were. I'm going to begin it with just a very basic idea that's going to occur, but that you can't see two worlds. Listen. The world I see holds nothing that I want. The world you see holds nothing that you need to offer you, nothing that you can use in any way, nor anything at all that serves to give you joy. If you believe this thought and you're saved from years of misery and from countless disappointments and from hopes that turn to bitter ashes of despair, and no one but must accept this thought as true if he would leave the world behind and soar beyond its petty scope and its little ways, so that in the fundamental beginning of the teaching, it says the world that you're holding onto is not really the one that you want. See? We're going to teach just about a couple of little worlds ideas so that you can see the idea. Because suddenly you begin to feel the joy of simply not being who you were. Look with me. You can hear this now because I see the power of your mind. It's not that you're something else, because what you were holding onto was actually nothing. Can you hear me? But you can't know that it's nothing until you loose it. Look. Each thing that you value here, but a chain that binds you to the world, and it will serve no other end but this, for everything must serve the purpose that you have given it until you see a different purpose there. Look. The only purpose worthy of your mind this world contains is that you pass it by without delaying to perceive some hope where there isn't any hope. Be you deceived no more. The world you see holds nothing that you want. And I'm going to teach it with one more sentence. Okay, before I can show you the entirety of the release which you intend to perform in a reflected idea of light that I'm going to give you through the instructions of my mind of wholeness coming from an illumination of my body form, this from my Savior Jesus, which you cannot not somewhere in time be sharing with me in the instant of the discovery of our love for each other. Without the necessity to defend ourselves in any regard whatsoever. Practice. God is but love, and therefore, so am I. Not because I need defend myself in the idea of love, but simply an acknowledgement with the power of God that if I contain myself in my idea of space-time, I will get that result within the perspective of self-observation that will bind me to the belief that I'm actually occupying this body. Look, let nothing that relates to body thoughts delay your progress to salvation, nor permit temptation to believe the world holds anything you want to hold you back. Nothing is here to cherish. Nothing here is worth one instant of delay and pain, one moment of uncertainty and doubt. Why? The worthless offer nothing. Certainty of worth cannot be found in worthlessness. What a perspective has entered into my conceptual idea about you in the employment of the possibility of your power of association of self-form to recognize, as we just did right there, the immediacy of an alternative that is contained within the mutual sharing of a simple idea we have about ourselves, which in its most fundamental sense will be an indication that the world that I had previously occupied myself with in this formulation of universal mind contained within a perspective of the reflection of light that had bound me momentarily to the protection of my mind form without a fundamental admission that if I momentarily release my defenses, there's another world that is immediately available to me. But I have to make a fundamental, reasonable admission, and you might as well hear this now, that if I am in time, if I am in an idea of time association, I will be temporal. And somewhere within the association, I will lose, okay? I will lose my body formulation of myself very simply because I am using my body form to protect me within a sequence of time that, let's use it in its most fundamental sense, is not eternal. So that the world that I am offering you, let's look at just two more sentences of this and you'll see what I mean. It's impossible to see two worlds because perception is consistent. What you see reflects your thinking, and your thinking reflects your choice of what you want to see. Your values are determiners of this. For what you value, you must want to see, believing what you see is really there. And no one can see a world his mind has not accorded value, and no one can fail to look upon what he really believes that he wants. Did you see that with me? Did you see the consistency that I'm offering you, not in taking away from you, look with me, teacher, this is the miracle, of the idea of who you are is not true, because you will believe it's true because you're trapped in that sequence of idea, but in consistently offering you an alternative that is contained within your own mind of a light reflection of you that's going to make you extremely happy in the idea, practice, I'm not a body. Oh yeah. Can you say that with me? I'm not a body. Here. Yeah. Now, if I intend to loose this world from all I thought it was, I must make a fundamental admission that I think I'm a body. So in order to free the world, I can't escape it by looking out in the world, but only looking back at what appears to be my own body formulation. And certainly I'm going to believe I'm a body, and my first 27 minutes in teaching you can loose the world are up. I'm going to leave you for just a moment. And in a 2-minute interval between the time that we reflected back to each other, the moment of freedom that will occur when we come back to this lesson, we will be all new in the discovery of who we really are, because God goes with us wherever we go. God, the power, being the power of mind with which we think. Let's say it together. God bless us right now, each and every one. Back with me? Are you still here? How about a little fear? Let's do a little fear together. Two kinds of fear are possible. You ready? One is fear that I'm wrong, and the other is fear that I'm right. See if you can hear this with me. I will always be the distance conceptually between one idea you have yourself, which is not true. Can you hear this? And another idea you have about yourself, which is also not true. Can you get that a little bit? Okay. This is, once again, through Master Jesus. This is the New Testament, the idea of Sermon on the Mount. That if you condemn yourself with your brother, you will condemn yourself, and you will live within a factor of body form. It doesn't allow you to see how simply you can loose yourself from this determination and begin to see a reflection of yourself. Are you going to listen? Say to me, in another world. The world you see, the world that you protect, the world in which you practice the idea of this Course in Miracles, that are teaching you to release the defenses of your own mind, are what the designation of our determination to share the idea of teaching that we learn through a practice, that there's another way in which we can look at this world. You gonna hear me? And that it's going on simultaneously with this one. So each moment that I lay down the burden of freedom of my mind, I experience this joy. Just one more little idea about you can't see two worlds, and then we're going to attempt to actually teach the lesson 132, which is going to say what has been binding myself is my own idea. Thank you. Did you have that experience just then? Did you actually, for a moment, begin to feel the power of your mind that's inherent in you if you don't defend yourself and be contained within the idea of a galactic association of energy that contains all of the power of the universe that you can release very simply by letting it collapse into you? And that the power of light that was inherent in the single idea of all temporal association will immediately expand outward into the universe. What problem do you have? Shall I tell you what the problem you really have as long as you're starting to hear this? You believe that there's a power outside of your own mind that can set terms for how you feel about yourself. And as long as you are persistent in belief, and this includes God, incidentally, If you think there's a God out there that is setting terms for how you feel about yourself, you will be sadly mistaken. Can you hear me? That's true very simply because there are no terms under which you will not be perfect and perfectly loving. So the conversion that just occurred in that moment will make you very joyous and happy. What just happened perhaps with you, and I'm teaching from the mastership of my own mind, look, you begin to get a better reflection of who? Yourself. Now, ask me, was that connected to my body? Did you say that? How am I certain it's not connected to your body? Come on. Your body is changing all the time anyway, isn't it? Every idea you have about yourself in your formulation of body form is undergoing innumerable reassociations with the idea you have about yourself, to the simple admission of one of the fundamental teaching that actually at no single moment does your body in its formulation exist at all. But your need to project the idea that you are that body formulation cannot not cause you to begin to suffer, feel the pain of loss, feel the despondency of the loss of your conceptual self in the things that you were protecting, you're going to hear this, rather than make the fundamental admission that the moment you gave them away, you gave away not only love, which has nowhere to go, but in continual expression, but all of the pain and hate and desire for revenge that you associated with love in order to protect your own body formulation. This fear has made everything you think you see. All separation, all distinction, and the multitude of differences you believe make up the world, are you going to hear this? They're not there. Love's enemy has made them up. Yet love can have no enemy, and so they have no cause, no being, no consequence. They can be valued, but they remain unreal. They can be sought, but they cannot be found. Look, today we will not seek for them, nor waste this day in seeking what cannot be found. Here we go. It is impossible to see two worlds which have no overlap of any kind. Seek for the one, the other disappears, but one remains. They are the range of choice beyond which your decision cannot go. The real and the unreal are all there are to choose between, and nothing more than this. So the idea that we were just reminiscing with many of you in this new perspective of the science of the determination of the reflection of light that is giving you a new image of yourself, in the simple admission, this is how fundamental this is, that while I can believe I'm myself, if I assert the power by which I am already defining myself, there's another power of correspondence that I can use, and it's in all of this lovely teaching. Here's one that says, an eye on a distant universe, in the recognition that the eye that I perceive out there is my mind. How about parallel universes and on and on? And how Master Teacher likes to teach the idea of parallel universe. The simple idea that somewhere out in the universe, in the entirety of the idea of objective associations, you are going to meet who? Say to me, are you telling me I'm going to meet myself? Yeah. The lesson for today, I love to teach that, is the idea that you are existing in parallel universes where you really believe there's an objectivity of mine separate from yours. But in the science community, it's within the reasonable perspective of your own mind that in the whole universe and even beyond it, it's impossible that somewhere you will not meet yourself. This is the entirety of my teaching, incidentally. Can you hear that from the idea of science? The lesson for today says this. You can't see two worlds. If you're getting a reflection of yourself in objective identity of a body, how can you not believe that there's someone separate from you? And as long as you believe there is someone separate from you in this idea of mine, the power that you employ will be restricted to the defense of yourself in your occupation of a body, where you are fearful of the entirety of the recognition of the power of your mind. Thank you for letting me express that. There's the double helix. That's a simple idea, is that you're always meeting yourself. You see that? Yet within the framework of your idea, there's another world. Isn't that amazing that you'd accept that? How about quantum teleportation? The idea that you're going to meet yourself out in the universe? Shall I tell you the problem you have in your refusal to accept the power of your own mind? This was in the beginning of this lesson. Each time you meet yourself in time, it's actually already over. Each time you use a perspective of the idea of a formulation of time within your own mind, it's already past. In order to protect your idea of the image of the reflection of your light that is gone, you project your light form into the future and live within an arrangement of an idea of what we term a chaotic world, what we call a matrix of energy that doesn't allow you anywhere within the perspective of this world to see the power that is inherent in you through the recognition of the power of singularity of reality. What are you afraid of then within the idea of this world? Shall I tell you so we can practice for a couple of minutes? When you decide to loose the world from all you thought it was, you will be giving up what you previously protected yourself in order to justify, come on now, human, the pain and loneliness and loss that you thought was necessary to protect within your idea you have about yourself. Practice now with me. I'm going to take 6 minutes. The teaching is going to be the freedom of the expression of your mind. Listen, your need to protect yourself conceptually, whether it be to love or to hate, to need or to give away, to protect or to loose, will finally only represent the result that you want within your own mind. The healing practice that I employ in the fundamental teaching of the Course of the healing of the power of mind, as expressed by the freedom of my mind to be whole and perfect in this correspondence of body. And this is the idea of healing in the sense that though you have fragmented your mind into an infinitesimal number of variations of form, the simple truth of the matter that the single power that you are is contained within you. And if you won't protect the idea that you're a body form in order to establish yourself as that formulation. Want to use me for a minute as master teacher? I just saw you give back to me. I got here about 7:30 this morning. I was talking to Jesus on the other side of this perspective. I may as well teach it. He said, when you come into body form this time, you will be teaching from a new continuum of time where separate individuals employing the power of their individual minds, are beginning to share moments, say to me, another world. Yeah, of course. Yet each time they appear to find it, and this is the procedure of the teaching of A Course in Miracles, they find that while they were momentarily free, they felt the fear, are you going to hear this with me, of the entirety of freedom. Now, let's use me just for another moment. They tell me that my body formulation has been circling this little idea of a sun and the idea of a body form, the carbon, the hydrogen, and the oxygen. I'm identified in this relationship as being 77 years old. Now, I immediately, in the perspective of my own mind, have reached the point within myself in the fundamental admission of the teaching of the Course in Miracles that I know precisely and exactly that who I say I am as being a 77-year-old or a 50 or a 1,000 is not actually who I am. Are you going to hear this with me? And you know it. Can you hear me? Because the perspective of self-realization that is inevitable within your own mind is what, very simply, you're afraid to recognize. Why? If you do recognize it, ready? It'll be the loss of your body. So the teaching mechanism that I'm offering you of self-recognition, of reflection of mind, through the assumption of the responsibility that I'm getting the result of my own mind, have allowed me through love and conversion and understanding of a single reality. Now I'm speaking to every human in this world. The idea that I am a single self, that I am whole and perfect as God created me, is contained in every association a body form that appears to inhabit the slow time of speed that has condemned me to this idea. So, I'm here now in a body form that you are going to tell me is 77 years old, or 50, or 1,000, or all of the formulations contained in the world. You listen to me. Where but in hell would that have anything whatsoever to do with the inevitability that you are going to be who you think you are? Look with me. And if you have ideas about yourself within that containment, you cannot not believe in your mind that I'm a 77-year-old guy, or a 30, or a 50, or a 100. Or are you ready? A 14,000 million year old body, which represents both the beginning and the end of time. What you're discovering in our lesson for today of loosing the world is that each moment within the frame of time, I release the defenses that I'm holding onto using the power of my mind. You ready? My power, instead of decreasing, increases. This is called, are you ready, in Course in Miracles, a power to heal within your mind. Okay? I'm whole and perfect as I was created, and so are you. That's really not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is what appears to be within a sequence idea of body formulation contained within this world, that I am actually representing myself as something that I'm not. That all I've offered you in its entirety in this Course in Miracles, this again from my Savior, from Jesus, is very simply this. This is not who you are. Say that. And this is not where you're from. No, from the satellite, we're broadcasting the power of Jesus to show you that the world that you see, this is the New Testament, that the world that you see here with all of the pain, all of the loneliness, all of the war, is actually only contained where? Say to me within my own mind. What does Jesus say? All power is given unto you in heaven and earth. Look at me, human. Is that why you're afraid? Yeah. Because if you've set up conflict in your own mind out there, you will protect yourself from the conflict, and you'll believe conceptually that you have been successful. Let's use the term judgment, as though God is going to judge. This is all from Jesus. The entirety of the realization of who you are doesn't judge. And just as obviously, you and your conceptual idea about yourself in the formulation of your body believe that you can judge. Now, what I'm offering you in the miracle training, in the idea of loosing the world from what you thought it was, will show you a perspective of light form where you are perfectly healed. Will you trust me with this? Because I'm about to perform it. The prayer, Heavenly Father, I understand that I'm employing the power of myself to be this body identity that I am. Yet I'm certain that somewhere within my mind, no matter where it is, deep within me, buried deep down within me, is a self-certainty about who I really am that I want to find. And the best way for me to find it in the practice of this lesson of perfect healing of my body form is very simply not to defend myself, because I can reason to the process of my mind conceptually that if I do defend myself in the perspective of the illusion of body form contained within the light realization, I will be attacked. What other reason conceptually would you have to defend yourself except the fundamental need to be attacked by another projection of your own mind, say to me, my enemy, or even my friend, who is going to prevent me from recognizing in the most fundamental sense the certainty, say to me, I can only love. Yeah. So the discovery of the healing process of body that this 77-year-old body is offering you is nothing but the fundamental admission that not only is there no such thing as the protection of yourself within that objective form, you call that time, but also there's no such thing as the space that you occupy within, this is once again, is the formulation of the ring of association of light in your determination to continue to identify yourself, where you're always going to come back to exactly the same place you started. You then quickly reformulate yourself in another objective association of the identity of you and protect the idea within your own mind that you actually are that body, and you're not. But notice how important the teaching from Jesus that in my illumination I'm offering you, if you want to hear me now, 77-year-old, that when I am healed with my mind, it will have absolutely nothing to do with my body formulation. Yet the power of my mind to heal cannot represent to you that cannot not represent to you the power of your mind to heal along with me. So suddenly, although we appear to occupy innumerable separation of body formulation in our lesson for this first hour, which said, I'm going to loose the world from all that I thought it was, is nothing but the fundamental teaching that all around you is the power and light of love that we are sharing without the need to identify any particulars within the dark form of your concept in which you attempt to justify the idea that you're a body. Could you feel the joy that just happened right then? Are you a teacher of A Course in Miracles, where you've discovered as you went out now with this workbook in this course that you've made a very, very fundamental admission? That what? You're teaching yourself. It's impossible that the world is not teaching itself. The problem is, who is it that's teaching? If I can get you to look with continuing perspectives about the idea of light, you begin to teach that and we'll recognize each other in the love that we discovered both at the beginning and the end of time. I'll be back. You're not going to get away without me reading lesson 132 that says I'm going to loose the world from all I thought it was. Remember, God goes with us wherever we go, because God is very simply the mind with which we think, and we can think our way out of here just as well as we can think ourselves as self-contained. Let's say it together. God bless us, each and every one.